Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is, and this morning we've got Professor Justin O'Sullivan from the Liggins Institute on the line, and we're talking about human variation. Morena, Justin, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, you've got an interesting, thesis statement around human variation. Let's start at the very basics there. When we say human variation, what are we actually talking about?
So we're talking about the traits that people have, the way they look, their heights, their weights, their chances of disease, their abilities, all of those things that actually, you know, make us what we are. And so we kind of look at that from the perspective of how much of that information is coded in your DNA, and actually how those changes in DNA actually contribute to the way that you actually see those traits and how those traits actually develop in people.
So when you're talking about this, you have a sort of interesting position where you think we talk about it quite linearly, but you don't think that's necessarily the most helpful way of approaching this. Could you tell us a wee bit about your research or your ideas around this?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think we all are coloured by the fact, and the way we think about things is coloured by the fact that, you know, our existence is pretty linear. You know, we're born, we live, we die, and that's it. And we tend to think about things in that way. And we tend to think about the information that's in DNA in that way as well. It's stored in a linear sequence of the bases that are present in the DNA. The reality is that the information that's in your DNA isn't stored in a linear form at all. Well, part of it is, but there's more information in the three-dimensional organization of that DNA, so it's not necessarily just a linear system. But our phenotypes and the traits that we have, we often think that they occur independently. So, for example, if you Right. develop a disease like diabetes, we think it's just one disease and it's just diabetes. But the reality is that there are a number of other conditions that contribute to and either accelerate the formation of diabetes or slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
And how they interact, they all interact together. So we don't think that, in fact, we should be looking at these diseases as independent things, but rather looking at them as a set of things which are all working together to create what you might see as perhaps the index condition, in that instance, diabetes.
So when we have these discussions at the moment, broadly speaking, for things like that type of disease, are we missing important ways of looking at it then?
I think so. I think we are, because when we look at these things in a complex way, in the way that they interact with other conditions, and if we look at the genetics and the way the genetic interacts, then basically what that helps us to do is to understand for different individuals why we can develop diseases at different times, or part of the reason why. I mean, obviously there are environmental signals as well, but it can help to explain partly why some people might accelerate or develop diabetes much earlier, other people much later.
Mm-hmm.
Why the progression is different in different people, why the manifestation is different in different people. Diabetes isn't necessarily the best example for this. There are other conditions like multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's disease where manifestations and the way we look at it, or the way people present with the disease,
yep,
is very person-specific. Now, if it is all these other multimorbidities that people have or these other genetic risks that they have for other conditions which are interacting with that, then if we can understand how they're working together, and you can actually treat the things that are feeding in to actually develop or to contribute to that person's individual journey towards the development of that particular condition. And I think that's a really powerful way to think about it, because if you do that, there are a lot of drugs and things that we already have that target different conditions
mm-hmm.
that we wouldn't think about using to treat something like Parkinson's or multiple sclerosis or some other conditions that form like that.
So how do we start having these conversations then? I guess, does it start with academia? Does it start with doctors and doctor practices? Where does that kind of conversation need to be had at the moment?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, I think that doctors recognise, you know, that different conditions occur. It's just difficult for them to sometimes see how they are interacting.
Mm.
And I think that at the moment this is a research problem that we're working on and trying to prove these linkages. As we do more of that and we move into the sort of this personalised medicine approach that people are starting to take, I think those things are going to shift our understanding, and that will inform through into medical practice and through into social sort of discussions as well, which will actually then start to shift the way we do this.
Mm. Now, you're going to be talking about this a little bit more as part of Raising the Bar, which is a thing the University of Auckland does every year, bringing, these academic conversations into the pub, which is, I think, a nice setting to have these chats in. When are you going to be doing your talk?
Actually, I've got one tomorrow evening. They're doing Raising the Bar at home, so it's actually being video streamed tomorrow. Yeah, because they're all cancelled and pushed out of the bars because of the current situation.
Yes.
But they are going back in. I think it's in August. It's actually in the bars themselves.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. So people can tune in via a live stream. I'm sure the links will be up on the University of Auckland's website. Thank you so much.
Links are, yeah.
Professor Justin O'Sullivan, for speaking with us this morning. It sounds like really interesting research and really important for the times we're living in. So cheers for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. See ya.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university. All